you.
Hurricane Matthew, message from the governor of Florida. Now is the time to get out.
We were able to establish a car that was used in this case. And once we got that, the lookout for the vehicle, we eventually found that vehicle and backtracked from there and developed these two people as suspects.
Suspects in the murder and robbery of a convenience store clerk. They're now behind bars in Prince George's County. And tonight on Inside, another weather warning. It's time to get your homes and your wallet ready for winter. Good evening. This is the Daily Drum for Thursday, October 6th. I'm Harold Fisher. Here's what's happening. Time is running out. That's the warning tonight from Florida Governor Rick Scott. He's telling people in his state to get out now if they live in an evacuation zone.
The longer you wait to evacuate, there's other people going to wait, and that's when our highways are going to get clogged. That's when our gas stations are going to probably have problems with making sure they have enough fuel. Don't let somebody pester them. Do everything you can. Be a pain in the rear. If you know anybody that's making a bad decision, if you have a family member, if you have a friend, pester them to get out and evacuate.
During a press briefing this afternoon, Scott said Hurricane Matthew will hit the eastern part of Florida hard. More than 1.5 million Floridians have been ordered to evacuate. The National Hurricane Center's latest report shows Matthew packing winds of 140 miles per hour. The slow-moving storm is expected to approach Florida tonight. Residents on the east coast of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina are also moving inland. Even as Hurricane Matthew approaches Florida, it continues to do damage in the Bahamas. NBC's Tammy Leitner reports from Nassau.
We've got several huge trees that look like they've crushed at least five or six cars. You know, earlier today, we heard transformers exploding. We lost power at one point. We're now operating on generators here at this hotel.
The Hurricane Center in Miami is reporting that Matthew made landfall in western Haiti just an hour ago. Haiti was already suffering as high wind battered the island nation yesterday. More than 100 people are reported killed in weather-related incidents there. One behind the wheel and one behind the gun. That's how Prince George's County Police described the suspects in a robbery and murder of a convenience store clerk. 20-year-olds DeAndre Davis of Clinton and Duran Carrington of D.C. are charged with the murder in the killing of 31-year-old Taiwo Oduwole on August 20th. Now, Police Captain Brian Riley says Davis walked into a 7-Eleven on Brandywine Road with robbery on his mind.
He went in there that night, immediately announced a robbery, went behind the counter and began assaulting Mr. Oduwole with his hands. Mr. Oduwole, fearing for his life, jumped the counter, and as he fled, he was shot.
Carrington allegedly drove the getaway car. Police say they found that car at the scene of another crime later that night and tracked it back to the suspects. Well, two more Maryland police departments now have body cameras. Frederick and Bowie Police Department started using them this week. 18 officers in Frederick began wearing the cameras on Tuesday, and nearly every officer in Bowie put them to use on Monday. And there was a brief scare on the campus of the University of Maryland College Park today. A man was spotted with an assault-style rifle on the yard. Campus police officials say he was seen by two very alert students. But the investigation revealed that he is an off-duty member of the military. They say they have verified the man's identity and are contacting his military commanders to discuss the incident because they don't want something like that happening again. It took about 30 minutes between the time the man was seen and the all clear was given. In politics, 30 former GOP House members are publicly criticizing Donald Trump. In an open letter, they argue that Trump lacks the temperament and intelligence to be president. The letter says Trump makes a mockery of the principles and values we cherished and which we sought to represent in Congress. The group includes New York's Sherwood Bollert, California's Tom Campbell, Arizona's Jim Colby, Connecticut's Chris Shays, and Maryland's own Connie Morella. And as we count down to Election Day, here's a programming reminder for you. Join the Daily Drum and Afternoons with Tony, Mo, and George next Tuesday, October 11th. We're broadcasting from 6 to 8 p.m. I Vote, We Vote, No Vote, an open dialogue about why your vote counts. Please join the conversation and the broadcast on Twitter at WHURFM. Time now for Donna Wilson and the Bloomberg Business Report.
U.S. stocks ended mixed as investors await tomorrow's monthly jobs report.
The Dow fell 12 points, NASDAQ dropped 9, the S&P 500 index rose 1. Here's some good news about the job market. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week unexpectedly fell to 249,000. That's nearly the lowest level since 1973. Mars, Inc. is buying out Berkshire Hathaway's stake in its Wrigley division, a move that lets the food company create a unified chocolate and candy business. Hurricane Matthew is expected to hammer Florida and the Southeast, and analysts say it could result in damage and losses as high as $50 billion. And Hilton Worldwide plans to double the number of hotels in Africa within 5 years. The company believes West Africa has enormous growth potential. I'm Donna Wilson with the WHUR Business Report.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%. APR, 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
What is fly?
Fly would definitely be Snoop DLGG.
This is TLC.
Sirius XM.
Fly! Your source for hip-hop and R&B from the 90s and 2000s.
Yo, what up? This is Usher.
I would describe fly as...
It's all about how you feel.
Sirius XM Fly is now on your satellite radio, channel 47, and streaming on the new and improved Sirius XM app.
If you really knew me.
If you really knew me.
If you really knew Miguel, you would know.
Well, I fell in love with music early on. Ooh, the very first song I wrote, I can't
really tell you about.
It was about some girl. I grew up in a time in Los Angeles where there was a lot of racial tension between Mexicans and blacks.
Want to know more? Check out The Artist Lounge, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on SiriusXM, channel 141 HUR Voices.
Tired of hearing one-sided opinions on politics, economics,
entertainment, anything and everything?
That's right! That's right!
Searching for brutal honesty
and unbiased evaluation of today's current topics?
Searching for the truth?
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe it's time that you tuned into The Glass House Project, a place where the norm is challenged and the bare facts are presented.
The Glass House Project.
The Glass House Project.
The Glass House Project. Here on HUR Voices, SiriusXM, channel 141.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, host of The Wealthy Way Show, here on SiriusXM Channel 141, and I want to invite you to join me every Saturday at 4 o'clock Eastern, where you'll hear the best and the brightest thought leaders tell you how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and how to live your dream and make it happen now. I want you to join me on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, here on SiriusXM Channel 141. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and remember, your best is yet to come.
Innovative treatments and cures can help solve our biggest healthcare cost challenges. Hi, I'm Diane Alexander, Executive Director of Women in Government. The U.S. is projected to spend $13.5 trillion on hospital care over the next decade. It's more important than ever that new medicines be developed that will keep patients healthy and out of the hospital. Our members support the 854,000 biopharmaceutical sector employees working in the U.S. to meet and beat our biggest health challenges. To learn more, visit fromhopetocures.org.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Putting more muscle in the fight against domestic violence, WHUR's Millette Green profiles an activist who is now in the spotlight because he spoke out. Here's tonight's Talk Around Town.
When a strong man stands up, we listen and take notice. This week, I spoke to John Goodloe about his family tragedy that turned him into an activist fighting domestic violence. He lost his first cousin months ago, Stephanie Goodloe. She did everything to protect herself and her young daughter, took out a protective order, called police every time she felt threatened. She died, killed in her own home last June. Before Stephanie's murder, John Goodloe admits he didn't have a voice on this issue, but now he does. His Facebook message posted was powerful. It's not a woman's issue. It's not a man's issue. This cause is a battle to help people in trouble before it's too late. For now, John is focusing on his young daughter and making sure she knows what a strong man will do for her. I'm Millette Green, and that's the talk around town.
Thank you so much, Millette. Let's take a look at our weather now. Tonight, clear skies and a pleasant night is ahead for us. Clouds will slowly move through the area. Temperatures dip into the mid-50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, we may actually get just a small, and I emphasize small, taste of Hurricane Matthew's weather system. Some showers may break out, but probably won't be anything serious in the least. It will, however, be cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Well, coming up, winter is just 2 months away, but the cold weather can have a devastating effect on your home and your finances, but there is help available, and we're talking about it. The lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Insight is next.
Hi, everybody. I'm Hoda Kotb, the host of The Hoda Show, exclusively on SiriusXM Today Show Radio. I love sharing stories about my life on and off the Today Show set, and I want you to feel good about your life.
We have some cool guests.
Alan Cumming, Harry Connick Jr.
It doesn't get any better than this.
You know what's even better? We're always working to find ways to help you give back and make the world a better place. We have an absolute blast. Join me on The Hoda Show Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. East on Today Show Radio, SiriusXM 108.
It's Donald Ware, host of From the Press Box to Press Row. Join me each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 for the best in HBCU sports and pro sports talk. We'll also sprinkle in some talk with some of your favorite entertainers. That's From the Press Box to Press Row each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141.
Hey, family, what's happening? This is your man, Bobby Gales, and I invite you to join me for the New Artist Feature, where I'll be putting the spotlight on new and upcoming artists from all over the world. Now, whether they play jazz, hip-hop, gospel, or R&B, this is the platform for them to shine. So tune in Thursday afternoons at 12 and again on Saturday mornings at 11:30. It's the New Artist Feature right here on HUR Voices, SiriusXM, Channel 141.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screening can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. Women over 40 should schedule a mammogram today. And if you are a woman of any age who is at high risk, talk to your doctor about annual mammograms. Find easy-to-understand information about mammography, breast cancer screening, and this disease at radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org.
This is Joe Gorham, and it's my pleasure to present to you Spoken Word at Joe's Place, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some of the most outstanding poets from around the country, and more importantly, from around the world, bringing us together one verse at a time. Truth be told, it's Spoken Word at Joe's Place on HUR Voices, SiriusXM, Channel 141.
What's going down, everybody? This your boy Mario.
You should let me love you.
Okay, are you tired of the same old stuff on the radio? You know, the same 10 songs, the same boring jokes, the same. Okay, well, welcome to Urban Heat Radio. It's the fresh entertainment and fresh information that you really want to hear from the artist that you love.
He's very cool. He's very laid back. I mean, his show is well put together.
So don't even think about it. Just turn up to Urban Heat Radio, 10 a.m. Eastern on HUR Voices 141, Sirius XM. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, we've been hearing a lot of talk and a lot of news about Hurricane Matthew this week and the damage and destruction that we may see when it hits the U.S. But we have another more subtle weather warning for you, something you need to really get in front of before the weather takes a turn. It's the winter warning. Cold weather can really do a number on your home and your finances if you're not prepared. But what are those winter warning issues, and how do you protect against them? Well, joining me to answer those questions and more are Betty Ann Kane, chair of the D.C. Public Service Commission, and Karen Sistrunk, deputy people's counsel with the D.C. Office of the People's Counsel. We're going to talk tonight about those winter weather woes and the damage that they can cause if you're not ready. If you have any questions or comments, and certainly we have tips to get you ahead of this winter issue, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Betty Ann Kane, Karen Sistrunk, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Ms. Sistrunk, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. I'm happy to be here tonight also.
Thank you so much. A lot of information we're going to share with folks tonight. But before I even get down into the nuts and bolts, I need our listeners to understand who you two are and who you work for, because a lot of times you only hear about the People's Counsel or the Public Service Commission when they make headlines in the news. Just kind of give me a thumbnail sketch, Ms. Kane, about the Public Service Commission.
Sure. The Public Service Commission is an agency of the D.C. government. It's an independent agency, which means we're not really part of the executive branch, although the members of the Public Service Commission are nominated by the mayor and approved by the council. We actually celebrated our 100th anniversary a couple of years ago, so we go way back with D.C. issues. The Public Service Commission currently regulates natural gas, electricity, and some telephone service in the District of Columbia. And that means that in the case of electricity and gas, we regulate the distribution companies, which is Pepco and Washington Gas. We regulate their distribution services, their delivery services, and then we license all the electricity suppliers and all the natural gas suppliers that people can choose from who they want to actually buy their gas or buy their electricity from. We do consumer protection rules. We set the rates for the delivery costs for gas and the delivery costs for electric. And as I said, we license the people who actually sell the gas and electric. And then we answer consumer questions. We help people with problems with their bills. And in the telephone area, we oversee the rates that Verizon provides as the legacy telephone company, and we give licenses to the competitive telephone companies. I'd say what we don't do is we don't do cable television. We don't have anything to do with cell phones, and we don't do water. That's our sister agency, DC Water.
And certainly that consumer piece is one of the reasons why we're here and also why we have Karen Sistrunk here. People's Counsel, Karen, what is that?
Yes, the Office of the People's Counsel, it's an independent agency of the D.C. government, just as the D.C. Public Service Commission is. And the office is responsible for advocating on behalf of D.C. consumers of electricity, natural gas, and local landline telephone services. And we do that through litigation before the D.C. Public Service Commission, and by providing consumer education and outreach to the public on important issues impacting the quality and the cost of utility services in the district.
So we
primarily practice before the D.C. Public Service Commission, and with respect to winter readiness, you know, our primary focus is on educating the consumer to be prepared.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about the winter preparedness campaign, Betty. It's wide ranging and very, very critical for people, not only that are homeowners, whether you've owned your home for a long time, whether you are a new homeowner, or even if you don't own your home and that you live in an apartment. Explain the purpose of this campaign.
Sure. We just had our first event today, and it's our first event ever, Winter Ready DC. And we kicked it off for a couple of reasons. We had a wonderful turnout down at the commission offices at downtown. We wanted to hear from our utilities, first of all, how they are preparing for winter. We wanted to hear from DC government and other sources what resources are available for consumers to help them get ready and to help prepare for and handle the bills.
But why would they need to get ready?
Well, because we know that when it gets cold, you need to have heat. And so you're going to use more gas, you're going to use more electricity than you would in a normal situation. You're also going to be inside more. It's darker. The lights are going to go on more earlier. You're probably going to stay home more. You can maybe do a little more cooking at home. So you're going to use more gas. You're going to use more electricity. So from the bill, and since you pay for gas, electricity, depending on how much you use, we want people to be prepared to think ahead. We also want people to be prepared to know the things that they could do to help reduce their gas use or their electricity use, and also the things they need to do to be safe, were there to be a big storm, were the electricity to go out, were the there be some other problems they need to cope with. So we had information for people, like getting your home ready. For example, do you know where the cutoff for the electricity in your home is?
Mm.
No. Do you know where the gas cutoff is? And do you know where the water cutoff is? Suppose the water main broke, you know, and you've got electricity in your basement, you need to cut it off. So
Wow.
So I had people in my staff said, gee, yeah, no, I better go find it.
I've got two okay. out of three. Where's my gas cutoff? I need to figure that out.
Right. You know, usually sometimes in your home, so that's one thing. And then what are the things you can do? Do you know where the air is leaking in? Most people think it's the windows. You got it, and if you think about fixing your home, you can put some plastic over the windows, et cetera. But it's amazing how much air comes in around the door, maybe even through the little outlets, through the pipes that go out. And there are ways to fix those things a lot less expensively, for example, than going out and buying new windows, which could cost hundreds of dollars.
Or thousands, certainly.
That's right. So we wanted to give some of that information, and we wanted to let people know the resources that are available in the district government from the Department of Energy and Environment, from the Sustainable Energy Utility, from the utilities themselves, in terms of both information and assistance, particularly for lower income people.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I need to go to the phone lines because we have a call on, and I want to make sure that we get to as many phone calls as we can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we're trying to get you winter ready, your home, and also protecting your finances from extremely high utility bills that may come up during the course of the winter season. Let's talk to Omar calling from Silver Spring. Omar, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Don. Yes, I have two properties in D.C. And what I want to know, if when the power goes out, can you get a credit for the time that there was no electricity from Pepco and other companies?
Well, you don't get a credit, but of course you're not charged for electricity that you're not using.
Okay, so go ahead, Omar.
I had an incident last year where the power was out for almost 2 days, and I still get charged. And when I called them, they told me that that was just not my area; it was the entire block where I am. So that way, they cannot give me any credit. I mean, is there any way I can dispute it? I mean, I still have all my paperwork and everything.
Right. Well, one of the things I say is that Pepco now has, and Washington Gas does, and DC Water, you can go online, particularly with Pepco, with something called My Account. Your properties are in the district, even though you live in Maryland. And I can only talk about the district. And you can sign into My Account or sign up for it, and you can see hour by hour how much electricity was actually used. And so during those 2 days, which unfortunately your electricity was out, you should be able to see that there was no electricity flowing through your meter. And if it shows that there was, then yes, we have consumer services people will come out with Pepco and make sure there's nothing wrong with the meter, that they're reading it right. But you should not be charged for those particular days. And I know you get billed at the end of the month, yes. But that's one of the reasons we push to get these, what they're called smart meters, and they now record every hour how much electricity you're using in that 60-minute time period. So you can actually go look and see that you were, you know, that nothing was flowing and you should not be charged for that time.
Omar, you also had a question about home repair.
Yeah, the second question, any repairs that you do in your house, can you use that as a tax credit? I mean, any repairs that you've done, like damage from the winter time and you repair something, can you use it as a tax credit, like when you do your taxes?
Well, I'm not a tax lawyer, so I'm advice.
I don't. Yeah, that is not my area. Also, this is Karen Sistrunk with the mm-hmm. People's Council, and I know that there are things you can do where, for example, purchasing energy efficient appliances that you would get a tax rebate on. But just doing some repairs, I don't think that you can claim that on your tax return.
Omar,
it's something you should do, though, because it, in the end, will save you money if it's something that is going to make your home more energy efficient, and therefore you'll use less energy. That is in your interest.
Right. And if you're a landlord, and that you're talking about rental properties, I think there are some tax, you know, when you do your taxes as a landlord, but you'd have to talk to an accountant.
And I was going to say, we've actually had that question on this program several times before, Omar, and this is what I do know, and certainly you can check with your tax expert, but if you are using your home as the foundation for a business, if you're working out of your home, that yes, there is a portion of the expenditures that you incur for the house or home during the course of the year that you can deduct. But certainly, I'm not an expert. You need to definitely talk to an expert about that. But thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How do you get your home winter ready, and how do you protect your finances from those unpleasant winter surprises? We're taking your phone calls. Karen, before I picked up the phone with Omar, there was a point you wanted to make. Go, please, go right ahead.
Oh, I believe that I wanted to commend the D.C. Public Service Commission under Commissioner Chairman Kane's leadership for the forum today on winter readiness. And I think I had wanted to just add that, yes, weatherization and energy efficiency measures for your home will go a long way this winter in protecting your bill mm-hmm. and also keeping you warmer this winter.
What is it specifically, Karen, that the public, that the People's Council in educating residents want them to know? What is your biggest concern?
My biggest concern is just I want consumers to think ahead. You know, there's the saying, proper preparation prevents
poor performance. Yeah,
in
there
this case, poor bills. And I believe that if, you know, consumers actually implement, you know, no matter what your income level, there are certain things you can do to prepare. Some of those things involved weatherization, as Commissioner Kane mentioned, and then other energy efficiency measures that you can do that will actually help you when those bills would ordinarily spike in the winter. You know, Commissioner Kane talked about the people are inside more, and then, of course, there's the cold weather, but there's also the holidays. Mm-hmm. In January, many times we get calls with consumers wondering why did their bill spike? Well, it's because of the new TVs, and it's all the cooking that went on during the holidays. But if you implement some other measures, if you insulate your furnace and you insulate your water tank and you seal your windows and your doors, you buy that energy-efficient refrigerator, you may not see quite as, you might not see that spike. And so that's what we really want consumers to know. But more importantly, we want consumers to know that when you have a problem, please call the Office of the People's Counsel.
Well, hold that point, Karen, because I must take a break. But for information on the People's Counsel, what's the website, real quick?
The website is www.opc-dc.gov.
Of course, I'm going to be posting that. And also, for the Public Service Commission, it's dcpsc.org/winterreadyDC. I know that's a lot of alphabet soup for you. I promise I'll have the information on our website. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few moments.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices. Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking tonight about winter warning issues and how to protect your home and your finances against them. Joining me to answer issues about that are Betty Ann Kane, Chair of the D.C. Public Service Commission, and Karen Sistrunk, Deputy People's Counsel with the D.C. Office of People's Counsel. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to drill down a little bit more into some of the energy conservation issues. Betty, talk to me a little bit about what is available and what the Public Service Commission is suggesting. And certainly, Karen, you can jump in whenever you'd like. Go right ahead, though.
Sure. Let me talk about very simple things people can do, like if you have pipes that run through uninsulated spaces, getting those foam covers for them, putting plastic, as I said, over the windows, covering some of the vents where, the air leaks, also insulation in the attic, insulation around doors, weather stripping, simple things that are not terribly expensive. Also, I said about safety, because your furnace may have not been on for a while, maybe since last March or April. We really suggest, it came up today, to have the furnace serviced and checked, and then look around and make sure that during the summer you haven't moved stuff that's flammable, kind of when you put that furnace on the first time. And maybe in the next 10, 15 days, it's going to get a little colder and you might want to start it up. Be sure that there's nothing that's going to be flammable that's around it. Change your batteries and your smoke detectors. Be sure you've got carbon monoxide detectors that are actually working when that furnace sets up. And then use energy efficient light bulbs. And one of the things we highly recommend is a programmable thermostat, particularly if you're going to be going out to work during the day. You can program that thermostat so it'll, cool down the house, not keep it so hot when you're not there. Maybe set it so that an hour before you get home, it'll go back up. The sustainable energy utility, which is financed with people's...
Sustainable energy utility
is something that was created by the council. It's a nonprofit organization. It contracts with the D.C. Department of Energy and Environment. It has a $20 million yearly budget, and that $20 million comes from a surcharge that's on your electric bill and on your gas bill. So it's kind of like your utility, your sustainable energy utility that's there to serve you, and they're collecting that money. They just announced today a program where they're going to do rebates on programmable thermostats. Up to $100 or $150 will probably cover a good deal of the cost of that. And some of these thermostats you can even set so that you can communicate with it over the internet for summer and for winter, and set it so you can, turn it down when you're not there, set it so it's going to go back up and keep it a little warm by the time you get home, but you're not burning all that energy and using all that gas or all that electricity and increasing your bill. I guess the other thing that we recommend is budget billing. Both Washington Gas and Pepco offer a chance to do like a flat monthly rate. You take your yearly average, you divide it up in 12, so you don't get hit when that bill comes at the end of January.
But why is it? Go ahead, Karen. I was about to say, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I would also, you know, add Energy Star rated ceiling fans are another option to help your energy bill this winter. If you get the Energy Star fans, the ones that where you can switch it to turn clockwise during the heating months, that will actually help spread the warm air, and you don't have to use as much heat.
Yeah, you know, and I was about to ask as it relates to those budget billing programs. I'm on it for BGE, and I think it's really great. And yet, so many people are not taking advantage of it. My bill is the same 11 months out of the year. And then 1 month out of the year, there is an adjustment, sometimes up, usually down, and sometimes to zero, where I don't pay anything for 1 month out of the year because of the way it averages out. Does it work the same way for Pepco and Washington Gas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Yes, it does. And I believe that, you know, more residents should be using it, but I think a lot of it has to do with just lack of knowledge of the program. When we go out and when we receive calls in our office with respect to complaints, you know, we always advise residents that the budget payment plan is available. But I think that, you know, we just need to do a better job of helping consumers understand that those options are out there.
What is the biggest complaint that you get in the Office of People's Counsel as it relates to utilities, particularly as it relates to the cold winter months?
Yeah, I would say that during the winter, you know, we get a lot of high bill complaints, and they usually come in around January and February. And we work really hard to help people find assistance, either energy assistance through other financial assistance through other organizations. And then we, again, try to help them understand the measures they can take to actually lower their bill. And we also direct them to the utility to work out a budget payment plan.
Karen, go ahead.
But the high bills, I would say, during the winter months, are the major complaints we have.
Talk to me, Karen, if you can, a little bit about what seems to be a growing, some would argue surging, part of the utility industry. I've noticed driving here into the district, I've seen a lot of houses with solar panels.
Well, that is, of course, in the District of Columbia, and I would say, you know, throughout the country, you know, I believe solar panel use is growing, and it's definitely growing here in the district. You know, we support the use of solar energy. It's a lot more sustainable, and that's the direction that we're going and should be going. I'd say that the important issue in our office is making sure that solar energy is available to everyone in the district, not just a few, that no matter what your income level, that you have the option to use solar energy.
I guess my question is, how does it work? Because I've heard these stories anecdotally about you put the panels on the house, and with all of the sun that we get during the summer or spring and even during the fall, that you have virtually no electric bill, or you're selling electricity back to Pepco or whatever. How does that work?
Net metering. Yes. Well, I mean, actually, and I'm not the expert on this, but with solar energy during the summer, you do actually get a lot of sun, and there are some solar panel users that are actually selling energy back to the utility. And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the advantage of solar energy. Yeah. But we just want to make sure that with respect to the use of the distribution system, because even if you are using solar energy, you're still using the local utility distribution system.
What does that mean? When you say local energy distribution system?
Well, because your energy still has to flow through PEPCO's distribution system, their system of delivering energy into your house.
Okay.
So if you are delivering energy back to PEPCO because of your solar energy use, that you're still using the PEPCO system.
I see. Betty,
and
you want to...
That's an issue in terms of making sure that everyone, whether you have solar energy or using the standard offer service generation energy from PEPCO, that everyone pays for the distribution system because everyone is using it.
Okay. Betty, you wanted to comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to add two things on solar. It works in the winter, too, because it doesn't have to be hot. You just need the sunshine. But it doesn't work at night. It doesn't work when it rains.
No moon energy here, even during the full moon.
And it doesn't work if a cloud goes over. So, Karen, it's absolutely right. You're still connected to PEPCO, the distribution system, no matter who you're buying your electricity from or selling it. There's only one company that can deliver it or can take it from you. So there is an important part of maintaining that system. The other is in terms of – average family, given the row houses and everything in D.C., you're probably going to do about 30-40%. It's very hard, unless you are not home very much and don't use a lot, for a solar system to cover even 100% of your daytime use. But the other is, in terms of low income, there is money that the Department of Energy has, D.C. Department of Energy, and they just did 130 homes in Ward 7 and 8 installing solar panels for
really?
Those customers. Yes, and working with them. This is money from other customers. Well, it's money from all customers because it comes from a fee that the retail suppliers pay.
So
but there's a lot of money now available to the Department of Energy, and they are working both People's Council and I serve on the advisory board to the Sustainable Energy Utility, which is part contract with the Department of Energy, which are trying to make sure that that everyone has an equal chance to participate in that. It does work in the winter, but it's not going to take care of all your needs. Mm-hmm. And the real issue is, we know it's going to be cold this winter. We did have a presentation from our staff last winter, believe it or not, was warmer than usual. It was warmer than normal. The predictions are that this winter is going to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that people...
Cold. Snow.
Yeah. Average, as not so far. Which means probably you're going to use about 20% more gas or electricity than you did last year, which was a little bit warmer, to heat your home. So you can think about that in getting prepared. And yet there are things you can do. Put LED bulbs in, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They're not these spiral things anymore, which were CFLs, but the LEDs that look like real light bulbs like you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now, because again, the SEU has worked right down the cost. You can get them for like $1.98 at most hardware stores and the big box stores in the district. They used to cost like $12. You put mm-hmm. those in, they use 85% less electricity than the old kind of light bulbs. And so you save a lot of money doing that.
I hear all of this, and particularly when you talk, and this is for both of you, but when you talk about participating in these programs, and there's so much information, I've got a college education, and I must admit, this is confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so for someone, who may be struggling with this onslaught of information, is there someone that can help you navigate through this jungle of information? I mean, I consider myself a pretty smart guy, and I'm like, woo! I mean, there's a lot here.
There's a lot. There's
well, let
a
me
lot,
say, let me say, there is a lot of information, and I would urge residents in the District of Columbia to call our office, to call the Office of the People's Council, or call the Commission. We would be happy to come out to your community meetings, or if you want to come in as an individual to our office and kind of walk through all of the information that is out there, mm-hmm. and help consumers make informed choices.
Okay.
There's the whole issue that we didn't even get into with third party or competitive energy providers, and how you determine whether that is something that's good for your household, and if so, which competitive service provider would be the right one for you. And we can help you learn the terms and what to look for in terms of making the best decision. But with respect to energy, preparing for the winter, and all of the energy efficiency tips that have been talked about tonight.
Well, hold, Karen. I've got to stop you. I've got to take a break, and I'll let you finish on the other side, because we still have some more information that we need to get to make sure that everyone has this information. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Stay with us.
XM's The Foxhole proudly presents a comedy legend.
The man who broke every rule.
People say I'm dirty, gross.
Red Fox. We come to join you. Walk into the life of a comedy legend.
He was the only performer that Elvis invited to his wedding reception.
Elvis loved Red.
We've come to join you. Tuesday, 8 p.m. East on The Foxhole. Sirius XM Channel 96. And everywhere on the Sirius XM app.
Hello, Blues fans. I'm Ed Williams, the host of Blues on Blues. And every week, Jessica Sturgis and I create a tapestry of jazz and blues and rhythm and blues and gospel just for you. We invite all friends of the blues to join us as we talk with real blues artists, introduce you to blues hits new and old, and give you a taste of history. Sound good to you? Then tune into Blues on Blues every Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
This is Harold Fisher. Got a question or comment for the Daily Drum and can't get through? Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR and send it to me before, during, or after the program. Always on, always connected.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something, and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. A Habitat build site is where setting a brick can build a community, where digging a foundation can fill a family with hope, where driving a nail can secure an education, where building a wall breaks down barriers, where hanging a door opens a world of opportunity. Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. What will you build? Visit habitat.org to learn more.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're continuing our conversation about winter warning issues as it relates to making sure that your utility bills are not too high, that you protect your home, your finances when the weather turns cold. I want to go back to both Betty Ann Kane and Karen Sistrunk. I really need to get to the meat of this issue about getting some help for those people who may be on fixed incomes, or those that are just don't have the money to pay for some of the things that would keep their bills down. Can you share a little bit with that first, Betty, and then of course Karen, you can chime in as well.
Please. Absolutely, yeah. Be happy to. And it's one of the reasons we had the winter ready to bring people together to be sure we got all that information out for both gas bills and electricity bills for the distribution services. The commission has put in place and has had it put in place for quite a long time discount programs for income eligible families and households. And on the electricity side, essentially your distribution portion of your bill, which is about 25% of the bill, is free for anyone who is signed up and is income eligible. Typical electric bill, this is average year round. Winter's higher, summer's actually higher, a little bit higher, but it's about $80, $90 now. And about 20 to 25% of that is what we call distribution. That's the cost for the meter reader, the pipes, you know, that bring the electricity to your house, the repairs, the service in the storms, et cetera. That's distribution service. I call it delivery service. I think of it as like Pepco's kind of like the FedEx. You know, you can buy your shoes from any place you want online, but only FedEx can deliver it. Well, only Pepco can deliver the electricity. So the discount program is called Residential Aid Discount, or RAD. And you can apply for that, fill out the application with Department of Energy. And it's about 25%. It saves about 25% of your bill on average year round. The similar program for gas, again, on your distribution service, it amounts to about 25% of the bill. For gas, it applies only during the heating season from November 1st to the end of March. Majority of Washington residents do heat with gas, particularly if they're in single family or older homes. And so those are available. Those are income based. There's also LIHEAP, which is Low Income Heating Energy Assistance Program, which is federal money that the city gets. And that helps people with both with emergencies if they're facing a cutoff or if they just need some additional help. And that's just, again, for heating and I guess for air conditioning, too. And then there's weatherization, and you mentioned insulation, et cetera. There's an audit, what's called home energy audit, which is free, which is also offered using money that comes from the customers that the Sustainable Energy Utility has, and you can get that audit. And then if you do some of the things that the audit suggests, like insulation, like wrapping your pipes, there are rebates available. And that is not income-based. Anyone can take advantage of that. And then there are rebates for installing, say, a new furnace, and hot energy efficiency furnace, which could go up to a $750 rebate. So there are quite a few assistance programs, both information and financial assistance, some of which are only for low-income households and some of which are available to everybody.
Karen, I would just add that, yes,
you know, if anyone is having a financial problem with respect to paying their utility bill, you know, I urge them to call the Office of the People's Council. You know, we don't provide dollars. However, we do everything we can to find financial energy assistance for the consumer. You know, we start with the Department of Energy and the Environment, but then we work through other agencies and organizations within the District of Columbia, you know, until we find something for you to help. In addition, we work with the company to work with the consumer in terms of, you know, some type of payment plan, but we do everything we can to make sure that you are helped in some way so that you can afford to stay in your home and that you're not disconnected. And that's another important point. If you are having a problem, any consumer should call immediately. Don't wait till the problem is just too much to handle. Mm-hmm. It's important to call before you're disconnected. We can help you a lot better. We can suspend any pending disconnection if you call us before you're actually disconnected.
Karen, here's a question. How do you know when your utility bills are incorrect? Because there are so many figures and so many lines, and most people, they get the bill, they pay it, because when they start reading it, they get a headache, and then they just put it down and they pay it. How do you know?
Well, that's interesting that you should ask that question, because we actually have a workshop that called actually Utility 101: How to read your bill, and you know, we take that throughout the city. And, you know, just to teach people how to read their bill, And again, it is very complicated, and that's why we ask if you even if the person even thinks their bill is incorrect and they don't understand it, they should call our office or they should call the Public Service Commission.
What should they look for? Is there anything that you could at least share? Oh, okay, Betty, you were going to say.
You should definitely go with respect to PEPCO, go to My Account, because you can actually look at your bill and you can compare it to the energy that you use from month to month and from the previous year. But there are one thing you should look at is to look to see whether your bill, whether your meter was actually red or whether it was an estimated bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times people end up with high bills or bills that they believe are inaccurate, and when you look at the bill, you see that their bill had been estimated versus there being an actual reading. But, you know, the bill is complicated, and I guess you would look at the different components of the bill, because you've got the distribution portion, you've got the transmission, and then you have the generation. But
go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, I was going to say we a couple of years ago ordered both utilities to revise how they do their bills. So hopefully they're a little clearer. Divided, as Karen said, into three parts, and that's the way the bill's set up now. There's what's called generation or supply. That's the electricity itself. I call that the product, you know, the shoes or whatever you ordered. Mm-hmm. And then there's something called distribution. That's the delivery part. And then there's all kinds of taxes and fees, and both the city council and city government, and there are some fees and surcharges that are on there. So those three parts. What I would suggest you look at is the energy part, which is called kilowatt hours. It's KWH, and that's, you know, it's like how many gallons of water, how many, or on your gas bill, how many therms. That's the actual amount of energy, and everything else kind of gets off that, I mean, is based on that. So you can look to see, and we ought to also, then they have 13 months of past usage on your bill. So if this is your, you know, you get your bill for December of 2016, you can see how many kilowatt hours, how many therms did I use? I know they're you know, you probably haven't thought about that since you've been in high school physics.
Exactly. Right.
But that's what it is. It's like how many gallons or how many, you know, cups of coffee did I do? That's the volume that you use. And then look back. What did you use last December? Look online and say, okay, on Monday I used this much, Tuesday I used that much, and you can see.
Well, that's my point. Because I don't have a lot of time left, sure. But you know, let's assume that you're not on the budget billing plan,
right?
And you decide, you hear this program with Betty and Karen, and you say, okay, it's October, and I'm going to change my lights, and I'm going to make all of these changes, and then I'm going to you know tell my kids, you know, you don't pay the bills in this house, you make sure that you turn the lights out, blah blah blah,
right?
You know, I would expect if I do it all correctly, I would expect that by electricity, that my bill would go down.
Yep.
That's the theory, isn't it?
The amount that you're using should go down. And since you pay, and particularly if you're on like a flat rate where you're paying the same amount no matter what time of day or what time of year it is, which is called flat rate, you should see it go down. And if it doesn't, then sometimes people think the meter's not working. So we will send one of our people out with PEPCO or with Washington Gas, and they'll actually test the meter, and you can be there too. We find 99% of the time there isn't a problem. Most of the meters are new, but it helps you educate. And we've had people say, oh yeah, you know, when they looked at it online, you're right. I was, you know, I'm home every day Saturday, and that's why it goes up, and that makes sense.
Well, again, there's been so much information here. And for our listeners, as always promised, we're going to make sure that we post the websites for the Public Services Commission as well as the Office of the People's Council. There's a lot of information on both websites, and certainly I would encourage you, whether you're a new homeowner, you just got your first apartment, or whether or not you've been living in the district for many, many years, to try and take advantage, because as Karen and Betty have said, the money is there. the information is there. You've got to reach out and get it. Get involved with those programs. Save some money. Stay warm and save some quarters, as my mother would say during the course of this winter season. Karen Sistrunk and Betty Ann Kane, thank you both for participating in this conversation. Hopefully we'll be able to save some folks some money this
week.
Thank
you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Again, please call our office for energy efficiency workshops.
I most certainly will put that information on as well. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 for this Thursday, October 6th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, or Twitter at hfisher WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.